Welcome, Federico, to this new episode of Knowing Cernis. Thank you very much for being with us today.
You're welcome.
So let's start with a deep question, which is, Federico, who are you?
So my name is Federico Carra. I am a mechanical engineer. I was born in Ivrea, which is a small town close to Turin in Piedmont. So it's not far from here. It's 250 kilometers, something like this. So yeah, I graduated at Politecnico di Torino in 2009. And then my first working experience was at CERN as a fellow in 2010, in February. And then I worked at CERN for all these last 10 years. So it was the first experience and also lasted until now.
What do you like best about your work at CERN?
What I've always liked is I have to deal with a very broad range of activities. So just to tell you, when I joined CERN in 2010, what I was thinking was to have an experience abroad. And then after, I understood that the fellowship was 2-3 years, depending on the possibilities and on the candidate also. So I said, I will have this experience 2-3 years, and then I come back to Italy. This will enrich me. I will certainly improve my French, which was still from the secondary school, so not a very high level. But then what I've noticed in the first 1 year, 1 year and a half at CERN was this fact. So the fact that with respect to a company which where I hear typically you are good in doing something and you improve a lot in that, you tend to forget the rest or not to focus much on the rest. Here, what I really liked from the beginning was this possibility. So I was working on the design of several particle accelerator components. And this, apart from seeing different components and projects every day, also was translated into applying a lot of different types of expertise every day. So basically, I could learn a lot. So this was, when I saw this, I said, okay, let's see if it's possible to try to remain at CERN for a longer time, which for the moment worked, let's say. What I wanted to say also is that in the past years, I've been appointed as the coordinator of the engineering unit in our group, Mechanical and Materials Engineering, MME, in the EN department. And with this role, I'm basically coordinating 10, 15 young students and colleagues, let's say. So what I've also appreciated a lot about this part, which was not there from the beginning, of course, was the fact of supervising young people, being able to work with them, train them, also because they keep me very motivated. And also I have to try to improve constantly, otherwise I'm not able to teach them anymore. So these are the two aspects for me more interesting.
And is there any advice, like a general advice that you used to say to them?
Well, what I tell them is certainly to ask questions, let's say, first thing, because at least I think from my experience, but I guess it's the same experience for everyone. When you first come to CERN, maybe sometimes it's your first experience in general abroad, or maybe in my case was even the first working experience. For example, I felt at the beginning, I felt overwhelmed with the wide use of acronyms. There are a lot. So this, okay, is an example, but certainly if you don't ask, you don't know what people are talking about. But apart from acronyms, this is in general good for every aspect in the sense, if you have adapted, just better to ask. There are no, my teachers were always saying there are no stupid questions, and it's true because even a question that you may think is stupid is actually opening up possibilities, and maybe also the persons you are talking to will learn something from that, let's say. So yes, certainly ask questions, one thing, then others probably, but this, in my opinion, is the most important.
So this question may look also like stupid, but although it's near from here and you've been already 10 years, is there anything that you are missing from Ivrea?
I think it would be easy to reply food because Italian food abroad is existing abroad. But in particular, you know, in Italy, we have a lot of different specialties for each different region. And the food that you find abroad from Italian food is mostly, for example, specialty from the south. But we have a lot on the north and it's not easy to find them in Geneva. Or if you find them, they are very expensive. But okay, this is the same bit for everything. No, but okay, this, apart from this, of course, would be easy also to reply to be more serious, of course, family, friends. But as I told you, I'm actually quite close to my place. So my parents are living, I'm not even in Ivrea, but they are living close to there, like 15 minutes from there, also my friends. And so being so close, it means that typically I was able before the pandemic to go there, once per month, sometimes twice per month. So at least in that sense, I'm not that far. I know, of course, several other colleagues who are from Czech Republic, Poland, so much more complex in this sense. Now with the pandemic, it's a bit different, of course, so I miss them more.
So, Federico, we're going to go to the future. Let's imagine, because I'm going to dream big. I'm going to imagine myself writing a novel in Galicia in front of the Atlantic. Why not? Nice. And now I would like to know, what are your dreams?
Would be very interesting also for me to write a novel, but I don't think I'm fortunate to have the capabilities. No. So, what I think is that there are some aspects. For example, when I was at school, I didn't like history that much. It was just one of the other matters that you had to study, since I was not a big fan of studying in general until the university, at least, because of course at university you are a bit forced to do that. So for example, history, philosophy, these are matters that I was not involved much when I was younger, let's say when I was a teenager. But recently, maybe also finding some YouTube channels, I started to appreciate, for example, history a lot. So maybe, I don't know, in the future would be interesting when I will have the time, maybe, or when I'm retired, I don't know, in a different phase of my life, let's say. It would be interesting maybe to be able to study history, maybe take a degree in that. So it seems completely different from engineering, but it's something. Yes, currently I'm quite passionate with that. So maybe in the future, why not?
So let's go deeper into humanities, because I would like to know what comes to your mind when you hear the word beauty.
The first thing which comes to my mind, to be honest, is the title of some movies, like, for example, Great Beauty from Sorrentino or American Beauty. So probably the reason for that is that during the pandemic, which had, of course, bad aspects, let's say, but one good aspect is that the fact that I could be more involved and appreciate more a form of art like cinema is something that in the past I was not very interested in the sense, of course, yes, I was watching movies, blockbusters, like everyone else, but I was not appreciating much the technical aspects and also the aesthetical aspects of movies, which is now something that I'm appreciating much more. So, yeah, apart from the titles of the movies, of course, that with the word beauty, I think in any case, is cinema is like any other form of art. So it's I think like watching a nice movie is the same as watching a painter or a sculpture. So I think at least on the aesthetical aspect, maybe the pandemic improved me a bit in the sense that I am appreciating more this particular form of art, which is also something that maybe I plan to, if I have the time in the future, to to go through that more in detail, let's say.
So there's an Italian poet, Amelia Roselli, that wrote some verses. If you have them with you, could you read them to us, please?
Yes. It's Amelia Roselli. She wrote, Il mondo è un dente strappato, non chiedetemi perché.
And now I would like to ask you why the world could be a broken tooth.
It's not easy for me to reply to the question, but I try, of course, to give my interpretation, because then I guess the poet would have her interpretation in mind, or more than one, certainly. In any case, to reply to this specific question, then I tell you also why, in my opinion, there is a second question to ask, maybe. But okay, to reply to this question, for me, it's the thing I think about when I read something like this, is the fact that, of course, it's easy to reply that human beings are affecting a lot our planet. We are changing it, I think, unfortunately, not for the good. So we are depleting resources, we are changing the climate, we are killing animals, causing mass extinctions of animals and plants. So it's clear that the world with us living in this period in particular, it's like broken. The difference is that most probably with respect to a broken tooth, I think unfortunately cannot regrow, while of course the changes that we are imposing to the planet, even though it may take a long time, for example, if we think about natural resources, it may take, I think, I'm not an expert, but millions of years certainly to reproduce them. I think that these changes are reversible, but certainly we don't have to think in the sense that probably they will be reversible, but will not be there anymore. So certainly it's something that we have to try to change soon, unless the tooth becomes too broken to be repaired, at least for us, from our perspective. If I may also add another thing, in reality, in Italian, strappato does not mean broken, it means pulled out. So I don't know. I prefer the broken. Honestly, I prefer the broken figure, let's say. But if I have to reply to why the world is like a tooth which has been pulled out, to me is even more difficult. I have a scientific interpretation of that. I don't know if it is what the poet meant. But let's say what I would think is that if you consider the world, so our planet, for example, we feel ourselves quite alone in the universe, in the sense that, you know, of course, there have been several programs to try and find some other life forms, but they never were. So it's like we are a bit like detached. We are far from others. We know that there are certainly other living beings, but we are far from them, like probably a tooth which has been pulled out of the mouth. Then still talking about as a scientist in this case, again, I'm not sure the poet had this in mind, or maybe yes, I don't know. But the thing I wanted to say is that, there are several open questions. It seems a stupid question. Why we don't find anyone when we know that there is someone? And it's called the Fermi paradox. So it's not easy to reply, but why we are not able to get in contact with anyone where there are beings elsewhere is not easy to answer. So maybe this is something, a question to which a scientist in the future will be able to reply. I think it would be good also if he is able to reply with some poetry in mind, to not deviate too much from your original question.
No, but it's a really nice interpretation. And also, I really like this mix about poetry and science. It's one of the aims of the project. So
yes, especially because I think for this kind of questions, they require a lot of intuition. So probably one should not think only in mechanical in mechanical ways. He has to open a bit his mind, and then maybe we are able to find answers to this kind of question.
Our previous journey, Noemi Caravan, wanted to know what advice would you give to the version of yourself from 20 years ago?
As I said, I'm quite happy with where I am now, let's say. On the other hand, it's true that if I have to think about 20 years ago, so I was 16 years old, I've practiced sport more or less until that period. I was quite proficient in volleyball, tennis, running. And then I stopped for a few years, in particular when I started university. Maybe I had less time, or I don't know, in that period, maybe less interest. So probably if I, now I started again, but of course, had I continued for 10 years, probably my performance now would be better. So probably what I would tell my younger self would be not to completely stop at least sports for a few years, even though it's true that in that period, during university, time is shorter, certainly. But it's helping also, sport is helping also for the mental health. So even for relaxing a bit, probably would have been good for me.
So now you've just become the interviewer. So please feel free to ask whatever you want to our next journey.
I fear I don't have a so nice question to ask. Honestly, I tell you, my question would be what they appreciate more about this area, what they think is nice, what they enjoy most about this area. So he or she, I say they too.
Yeah. Don't worry.
But yeah, maybe it's a more basic question, but it's the question which comes to my mind. Let's
say. Well, to balance that poetry part.
Yeah, exactly. Unfortunately, I'm a bit lacking in that aspect.
So, Federico, thank you very much for the interview.
You're welcome. Thank you. It was a nice opportunity.